We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support from the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
There's a prominent memory from when I was 11 years old or so that I've carried ever since with me. When I think about this one image from my past, I'm immediately surrounded by my definition of giving and all of the feelings that I felt that day. The image is of a doorway in my living room, and there's a man in the hallway, and he has a bag of groceries, and he's passing by the living room where I'm seated and headed into our small kitchen. And the story of that image is real simple, but the story behind it is extremely complicated. My mother was bald, and she had stage 4 cancer and was in chemo. And although she never let us see it, she was usually extremely sick upstairs. My father was gone, and the house was slowly inching away from our family and ultimately into the hands of the bank. The man in the hallway, though, and his family were dear friends of ours. They had taken it upon themselves to stock our kitchen with a bounty of staples and quick meals and stuff for us to eat. To me, at that time, as an 11-year-old, the excitement of eating a different kind of pasta that we were used to, or a treat that we never had, that put us on cloud nine. But moving forward, I realized the deeper impact of the gesture. Couple the act of kindness that was happening with the fact that we had some of our Christmas gifts donated through the Bruce Roberts Fund that year. And I carried with me this maturing, evolving notion of giving that sort of started in my formative years and symbiotically grew alongside me. And each time I think back, the impact of that gesture resounds even stronger. All of us know somebody that needs a little bit of help. What if we could submit a nomination for a family that just needs a break? So we put that together online last year. And people could nominate a family that, for whatever reason, Thanksgiving's going to be hard to deal with. Because we cook for 200 people every weekend, but the thought of having to cook for even 6 people can be just too much when you've got a lot on your mind. So we received way more nominations than I thought we would. And they were heartbreaking stories that I didn't expect that amount of devastation, and it really hit me. And so we ended up doing more than one meal last year. I also didn't expect the response from the recipients, like when the food was delivered, how grateful they were. And again, it kind of just reminded me of people that have helped me through my life. And so this year we decided to do it again. I think the intent all along was definitely to do it every single year. To me, that man in the hallway, whose name is Dan Waxman, is what giving is. And I think it defines the Maine spirit. I think Mainers are willing to allow themselves the ability to do a double take and to have the perspective to say, hey, do you need help? Like, I'll be there. I'll make time. And it's not financial, but it's wealth. And I think all too often being wealthy is confused with money. I grew up wealthy, even though we didn't have money. My name is Christian Hayes. I am co-owner of Dandelion Catering with my wife, Christine. We live in Yarmouth, Maine, with our 2 daughters, Fiona and Cassidy, and our dogs, Veda and Hendrix. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.